Today we will discuss another trend, Christians who support terrorists who hate Israel. What is this? When you read the Bible, Old Testament and New, it should be apparent Israel plays a special role. You can't miss it. History is his story. But wait, there's more. You cannot understand our times unless you understand the relationship Israel has with God, past, present, and future. Now, it would seem to me, a Christian who has read God's Word would be able to understand God's plan and purpose for Israel. Instead, current events indicate this is not necessarily the case. Not only do some reject Israel and substitute the church in place of Israel, they support the enemies of Israel, the very ones who are active in suicide bombings. Listen carefully as I quote from an article titled, Presbyterian Leaders Meet Hezbollah Terror Chief. Quote, the meeting took place during a trip co-sponsored by the Chicago Presbytery's Middle East Task Force, in which Reverend Bob Reynolds of the Presbytery's Executive Board took part. The trip's leader, Dr. Robert Worley, praised Hezbollah and expressed understanding for the terror group's struggle against the Jewish state. Worley said that Presbyterians have suffered much pressure on the part of Jewish organizations. Worley also said that Jewish influence in America leads to the perception that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. End of quote. Now, remember, this is a quote from a newspaper article. Presbyterian leaders from Chicago were in Israel meeting with the Hezbollah and were sympathetic. Further, one Presbyterian leader stated that the Jewish influence in America has led to the perception that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. The article mentioned that the local Jewish Federation and the Anti-Defamation League officials contacted the Chicago Presbytery leadership, which refused to condemn the statements or meeting. Instead, they said that the trip was unofficial and not the responsibility of the group. Here's another news report about this same item, providing another perspective, quoting from the article. Those meeting with Hezbollah in November should have made it clear they oppose terrorism in any form and back a secure and safe Israel, said spokeswoman Mindy Marshall at the Louisville, Kentucky headquarters of the Presbyterian Church, USA. Another article I read indicated that a schism is developing with the Presbyterian Fellowship over the Israel issue. Not all Presbyterians are anti-Israel. Here's what one pastor of a Presbyterian church stated. Nationally, the church tends to think of itself as a theological big tent, so that any belief is fair game. If we see ourselves as simply a social justice-based church, then you get these things. End of quote. So, there it is. Presbyterians who support Hezbollah terrorists, is this a preview of what is to come on a larger scale?